Our next topic is on a topic near and dear to my heart, which is EPA's latest grid impacting regulations. So I will welcome Mike Nassy. He is a partner with Jackson Walker in the Austin office, where he practices environmental and energy law. Mike has appeared before state and federal regulatory agencies and appellate courts working on energy and infrastructure project development issues. His clients have ranged from small governmental bodies to state governments, multi-state compacts to state and national industry associations, and small privately held companies to multinational publicly traded corporations. So, take it away.
All right. Well, this gets to be the depressing or scary topic of the day. So I lived my life for the last 28 years straddling both the kind of the utility regulatory market design side and the environmental regulatory side, really all of it electricity related, right? So you can't do one without the other, at least generally speaking, and now you really can't do one without the other because we have another wave of EPA regulations. So it's a lot to cover in 30 minutes. There's a 100-slide version of this talk. You're going to get the small, you know, the very small subset. What I did, though, is I put stuff in your materials that hits enough of the big three, then I'll talk about that in a second, to do them justice. But I'll spend most of my time today setting, you know, a real quick backdrop on something I think everybody knows, although a lot of folks here maybe are a little bit more focused on ERCOT, and I do work in all these other markets, so I'm going to give you a little bit of an overview of kind of where things stand as we evaluate the EPA regulations and then what is playing out in terms of the courthouse and stay motions regarding reliability risks associated with those. We won't go deep on the environmental regulatory geek stuff, but I'll be glad to talk to you after the session if you want to geek out with me. But I will hit enough on the carbon rule, because the carbon rule is going to be the one that has the most impact to the widest group of folks in this room, right? It's gas and coal, and it, you know, the other rules are a little bit of that, but not as uniform. And then I'll finish up with a litigation update to kind of give you a sense of state of play for our stay motions and then where we're heading on stay motion preparation. Can't help it. We're in Houston. We have a problem, right? In Texas, we need to say we still have a problem. A lot of the other markets that didn't experience Uri and didn't get scared by Elliott, they're watching from afar. They really are interested in what the Texas Commission and ERCOT do to lead. And so the state of the grid is definitely something that's relevant to the EPA deliberations as we go through litigation on them. You know, I don't have to tell this crowd, FERC commissioners don't usually talk like this, right? I don't know that in my 30 years, I've seen FERC commissioners really even note we have a problem. Now, I'm married to engineer. Engineers are great, but folks who run grids generally don't talk about the problem. They solve the problems, right? And so, because they're engineers mostly. And so that's a good thing, but it actually is a tricky part of, in terms of my practice and the litigation that I'm involved in nationally, it's difficult to elicit enough information out of commissioners, both state and federal, but certainly RTOs that are filled with great problem-solving engineers that don't necessarily want to talk about the problems as being imminent. So it's part of the challenge. I could show you 30 slides. This is a pretty good indicator. The DOE relief valve provisions for basically doing max gen, you know, they were relatively unutilized for, you know, years and years and years, and it is on an uptick. There are a lot of different ways to look at the different RTOs and resource adequacy, whether it be summer or winter, but this is a great indicator. And again, I'm not going to linger here. You guys have the e-materials. You can study it more closely, but yes, California, Texas, PJM, New York are on this chart, but I'm going to show you a couple of quick snapshots. Won't cover MISO, but it's a similar story, but SPP. SPP, this is something you also wouldn't see in past years. This is a graph from an SPP staff presentation as part of this very important effort that's going on there. Commissioner McAdams out of Texas is our RSC representative there, and this is actually something that was specifically invoked in a recent proceeding. And they basically have modeled based on announced retirements before EPA regulatory impact. So before everything else I'm talking to you about, this is the state of the grid pre-EPA. They are modeling a scenario where they have no reserve margin by October of next year. SPP, not the market you thought that would have a reserve margin evaporation scenario for those of you who've been tracking, right?